Did you know that Jesus was Jewish?
You might be asking, what does that mean for your Christian faith?
Watch today and discover how understanding the Jewish roots of your faith and your connection to Israel and the Jewish people
can transform your life and the way you read the Bible. Coming up on Jewish Voice.
Shalom and welcome to Jewish Voice, a program to help you to better understand Bible prophecy, Israel and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East, and the Jewish roots of your Christian faith. Thank you for joining me today. I'm Jonathan Burness. Well, today we're going to combine two topics, Bible prophecy and the conflict in the Middle East. Actually, they're interconnected and the root issues are spiritual. Joining me is a longtime friend and a New York Times best-selling author, Rabbi Jonathan Kahn. God has given Jonathan incredible prophetic insight on the events that have taken place since 9/11, beginning with his groundbreaking book, The Harbinger. Welcome back, Jonathan. Hello, my friend.
Hey, great to be here.
It's great to have you. Yeah. I was thinking, we had dinner last night. We've been friends 35 years.
Yeah,
35
amazing.
Years.
And we're still kicking by God's grace.
We are.
Yeah.
Well, you
it's
more than me. I'm just...
No.
At, yeah.
It's an honor.
I'm glad to be with you.
Likewise.
Really am.
Jonathan.
Our life is running parallel in so
yes.
many ways.
Yes,
we won't get into all that, but it's been amazing.
Yes.
Most people... know you from about 12 years ago
yes.
when The Harbinger burst on the scene.
Yes.
And it was groundbreaking. Mm. It was absolutely amazing. What was so amazing about The Harbinger to me is this ability, this prophetic anointing that allowed you to see the events of 9/11 in the thread of Bible prophecy going all the way back to ancient times. Mm. In other words, to connect 9/11 with events that took place in ancient Israel, to weave them together was absolutely astounding. How did you do that?
I can't explain how, because I can never reproduce a book, the way it happens, the Lord just leads. Literally, The Harbinger began when I was standing in New York City at Ground Zero, and I saw this tree that had been struck down, and the Lord said, there's a mystery here, you have to seek it out. And as I started seeking it out, it kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And sometimes when I needed the next clue or the key, someone would say a word, and that would be the next thing. Or I'm typing on my computer, and something comes up that I did not ask for, and that was the next thing. So I could never reproduce. Every book comes like that, and sometimes something comes in my head, in my mind. My wife is sleeping on the bed, and like three things came into my mind. I said, is this true? I get up and I go on the internet, and it's all there. So the Lord just leads. I can't take any credit for that. The Lord just leads in each time and connects it.
Well, it's like a detective mystery or something.
Yeah.
It's just tracing it back.
Yeah.
And it's just so profound.
The Lord is amazing, and I'm the first one to be blown away. He never stops being amazing. He weaves everything together. I mean, past, present, and future. And so we'd expect that.
Well, God's given you a real gift for this, connecting the dots. Mm. It's just absolutely amazing.
Thank you.
Another book that really impressed me, more than impressed me, it really influenced me, because I saw this for the first time, The Return of the Gods.
Yes.
Again, you tied together the cultural decay that we're experiencing, not just in America, but around the world,
the
immorality, and connected these to principalities and powers, gods, that actually were operating through people the same way back in antiquity.
Yeah. Yeah, in many ways, I mean, there, you can see it interweaves, because the Harbinger are the last days of ancient Israel and the signs that appeared warning of what was coming. But at the same time, Israel turned to other gods, and that was also part of the end of Israel. And so the same things happened. The Lord gave this warning that when a man is delivered of spirits, if he stays empty, the spirits come back worse. Seven more spirits come back. But he says it's not just about a person. He says so it will be with this generation. So it's not, it's a warning that any culture, any civilization like Western civilization that has been delivered of these spirits, of paganism, of the gods, which is what happened with the gospel, if it should ever turn away from God, which we're watching now, then the same spirits, gods that were cast out of it, will come back into it.
Yeah, that the same gods that were operating centuries ago, millennia ago.
They don't die.
That's right.
They don't die. But the thing is, the presence of God kind of kept this at bay. But when you take God out, the only issue, you know, it's either God or this. There's no middle ground. Even if it says in the name of secularism, it's this. It always is.
So the same gods, the same spirits,
yes,
manifest through people again with the same activity.
The same exact activity. I mean, even things like the month of June and what that has to do with the alteration of gender, that's from pagan ancient times. Even the rainbow was linked to this god, goddess, that was about the changing of sexuality. Even the offering up of children, we say it's abortion. This is ancient. This is pagan. And that's what happens. There's no middle ground. If you take God out, the results are never good. Any Christian or Judeo-Christian civilization that does this, the end is dangerous.
Yeah.
Whether it's Nazi Germany, whether it's the Soviet Union, or whether it's what's happening right now.
Yeah. Well, there's nothing new under the sun.
Yes.
Why then, if all of the immorality existed before,
yes,
all these terrible things that we think of as new and decaying and bringing us to the end of days happened already.
Yeah.
Repeatedly throughout history, why then are those justifications for or road markers that were in the last days?
Yeah, because between a pre-Christian civilization and a post-Christian civilization, the post-Christian civilization is far more dangerous. You know, it's one thing when the pagan world could produce a Nero or Caligula, but the post-Christian world produces a Hitler and an Antichrist. So it's more demonic when you have had God and you turned away. It's much more dangerous than having not. And so that's why you can have the Antichrist. It only happens after the Christ.
Yeah, it's that much more intense.
Yes.
Okay, let me jump now to very to very specific revelation, the nation of Israel. What's going on with the nation of Israel? What's going on with the Middle East? It's a center of world attention now. You say this is spiritual.
Yeah. Yeah, well, what we are watching is part of an ancient war. You know, we're seeing this one little part of it. But the Bible says there's a war between the enemy and the nation of Israel, because the nation of Israel was created to be a witness of God and to bring God's purposes into the world. And then you have another being, a fallen angel, that exists to stop the purposes of God. So you're going to have a war. And if you want to understand Jewish history, it is spiritual. You can't do it rationally. You can't understand Hitler rationally. You can't understand anti-Semitism rationally. It's not rational. It never ends. It's been for thousands of years. The names change. The reasons change. It's the same thing. It is spiritual. And so what happened, and what happened October 7th was gigantic. And there's so much mystery behind it that links up to this war that we're all part of. Whether you're Jewish or not, we are witnessing a cosmic war.
So Jonathan, cosmic war,
yeah,
meaning that this is spiritually rooted. This is just not a land war.
Yeah. Yes.
Over territory, it's spiritual, it's cosmic, meaning that there is a demonic element to this.
Gigantic.
Talk about that.
Yeah, you know, there was a true story of a king who asked his pastor, you know, give me one proof of God. He said, the Jew, and that was it. The Jew is proof of God, the witness. They're still here. We're still here, and everything, how peculiar their history is, but it's not just the proof of God, it's also the proof of the enemy. Because when you look at what's happened in Jewish history, and this makes perfect sense, because you know, if you have a spiritual force that is trying to stop the purpose of God, then you're gonna have that force war against the Jewish people. Not only did they bring the word into the world, they brought Messiah into the world, they will bring the kingdom into the world. So of course he's gonna war. I mean, when you see it spiritually, it makes sense. That's why it makes no sense any other way. Because, you know, for instance, the communists were against the Jews because they said they were capitalists. Capitalists were against the Jews. They said they were communists. I mean, it goes on and on and on. It never makes, it never dies. You know, you have Hitler, he comes and goes, then you have Hamas. It never stops.
Yes. You know, I've read many, many books on anti-Semitism, and the premise with most authors is anti-Semitism is an illogical, irrational hatred of the Jews.
Yes.
What they're missing is the spiritual dimension.
That's right.
That Satan hates the Jews and is very logical
That's right.
in his effort to destroy God's plan, not just destroying a people, but destroying God's plan of redemption for the world.
Exactly.
Because the salvation of the world comes through the Jewish people.
If he can wipe out the Jewish people, he stops the plans of God. He stops his own defeat. The first anti-Semite was an angel, was this fallen angel. That's where it all comes from. Mm-hmm. It's a fallen angelic thing. And the Bible tells, in the New Testament, the last book of the Bible gives us a vision of the dragon, which represents the enemy, and the woman, which represents Israel, with the 12 stars and giving birth to Messiah. And you have this war, and actually the Greek says that the dragon persecuted the woman, you know, hunted her down, persecuted, which is the most persecuted people in the world are the Jewish people. And it says that he has this thing called the orgizo, this anger, this rage, which isn't rational, but you see it come, and even what you saw with October 7th, that is the rage of the dragon. And particularly that vision, that spans 2,000 years. It starts with the birth of Messiah and then goes to the end times. So entire history is behind that. And the interesting thing, Jonathan, is that the focus of Revelation 12 is Israel back in the world, because the first part is when Israel's in the world. The last part is, so when Israel comes back, this war is going to kick into overdrive.
Yes, this is a cosmic war.
Yes.
between God and Satan.
Yeah.
And we've got to be on the right side.
Yes.
Doing the right things.
Yeah.
We have to take a break. We need to take a short break, very short, because we've got to get back to this. But we want to show you how we are partnering on the ground with ministries in Israel right now, and how you can partner with us to help. Watch this.
Like a modern-day prophet, Jonathan Cahn connects today's headlines with shocking secrets from the book of Revelation. His new release, The Dragon's Prophecy, explores the hidden victory awaiting in the end of days. See the ancient vision for yourself. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we will send you Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End Days, plus a DVD of the award-winning documentary and matching booklet, The Miracle of Israel, which reveals the four prophecies that led to Israel's rebirth. Call, write, go online, or scan the QR code. Become a new Shalom partner with a generous gift of $50 a month, and we'll send you the new book, DVD, and booklet, plus 8 one-hour DVDs with Jonathan Cahn, available exclusively through Jewish Voice. That's The Dragon's Prophecy Uncensored. This DVD set digs deep, graphically revealing an ancient vision that will change how you see the world. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your gift goes directly to ministry work. And you will receive those two new resources from Jonathan Cahn. Call this toll-free number. Mail your gift to the address on the screen. Give securely online at jewishvoice.tv or scan the QR code. Your generosity will make a difference for eternity.
Welcome back to this fascinating program with my friend Jonathan Cahn. Before we get back into our discussion, I want to thank you for your support of Jewish Voice. We simply could not do this without you. We can continue standing with Israel as you continue standing with us. You're helping us make a difference. So from everyone here at Jewish Voice, and for the thousands and thousands of Jewish people, we've reached scattered tribes of Israel throughout the nations. Thank you, thank you, thank you. My guest, Jonathan Cahn, we're talking about another mystery that the Lord is using you to solve. At October 7th was a turning point in history. The greatest atrocity committed against the Jewish people since the Holocaust, the greatest loss of Jewish life, perpetrated by a group called Hamas.
Yes.
Now, you've done some digging, and Hamas is not necessarily a new entity spiritually.
Yeah, Hamas, the amazing thing is Hamas is one of those strange words that it exists in Arabic and also in Hebrew. It's an Arabic and Hebrew word. In Arabic, it means the Islamic resistance movement or zeal and fervor. But in Hebrew, it means evil, death, and destruction. And the thing is, it actually appears in the Bible. And when you take the word from Hamas in the Bible, you get amazing things. At one point, it says, Lord, save me from the man of Hamas. Another one, it says Hamas fills the city and bloodshed fills the land. It says in another place in Ezekiel, Hamas has risen up as a rod of evil. And another one, it says that, you know how Hamas dwells in the tunnels and all the darkness? It says Hamas dwells in the dark places of the earth. And then another one says rid Hamas of the land. And one other thing, in one of the messianic prophecies in the kingdom of God, the promise to Israel is Hamas shall no longer be heard in your land. That's all in the Bible.
All in the Bible.
All in the Bible.
Okay, so here, is it true that the Bible actually foretells the invasion of Israel by Hamas and what would happen and even when it would take place?
Yeah, this is, you know, it's not saying that it's prophesying that or not. It's saying that the mystery in the Bible and the pattern in the template, yes. Listen, John, this is going to sound like it's hyperbole, but it's not. On a Friday night at Beth Israel is the congregation that I lead. I'm sharing a mystery which is in this, that actually ordained that there would be an attack on Israel. It would take Israel by surprise. It would happen on a Hebrew holy day. It would happen on the Sabbath day. It would happen in 2023 in October. So it would happen on the first Saturday of October in 2023. The next day it happened. And people who were woken up by it, who just heard me speak of this mystery, said, well, it's actually there. There's a mystery, which we can go into, actually linked to the Jubilee, and actually that may even tell us what is yet to happen. Since this came out, about three other mysteries have come true from that mystery.
I just want to summarize this, recap this. So you're saying that Bible prophecy, written several millennia ago, three millennia ago, prophesied an attack against Israel on Shabbat, on a major holiday, Sukkot, yeah, which is a pilgrimage feast, major,
yes,
major,
yes,
holiday.
Yes.
And there was an additional one, too.
Yeah. In October of 2023, on the first Saturday, that would take Israel by surprise. Yes, it's a mystery that goes back 3,000 years and actually...
That's mind-blowing.
It's true.
Mind-blowing.
Yeah. And Jonathan, I'm not saying I know all these things, but I was led to share it the Friday night before. And that is part of this. Yeah.
They should have been prepared.
Yeah.
They just didn't have eyes to
actually,
see,
yes,
right?
Actually, yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's just unbelievable.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that are struggling with this because they don't believe in the devil.
Yeah.
They're just looking at geopolitical issues with this. But there is some very clear proof in Jewish history that testifies to the existence of the God.
It's gigantic. You know, I'll give an example. You know, God set up the Jubilee, and that's every 50 years, you know, is something, you know, a restoration. And when you look at the history of Israel, you'll see a restoration every, you know, and I won't go through it all, but 1917, the Balfour Declaration. 50 years later, Jerusalem, 1967. But they never got the legal right. 50 years later, the Jerusalem Proclamation, 2017, everything is that. But the devil is an imitator of God, you know, and he twists the things of God. And so he had his own Jubilee. In 1973 was the Yom Kippur War. And so this was an attack on Israel. It happened in 1973, happened on a Sabbath day, happened on Saturday, happened on a Hebrew holy day.
I got it.
When you go 50 years later, it years later, it takes you to 2023, exact thing. And I won't go through it. There's a whole mystery here that even leads to the exact Saturday, which is October 7th.
That's amazing.
And that's just part of it.
Yeah.
And everything that...
No, I'm doing the math as you're talking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's coincidence or God incidence?
There's no way. Yeah.
It's just like
the dragon, just like the enemy, that he does it on Hebrew holy days. He's a desecrator. So that's why on the Sabbath, that's why on a day of joy, you know, Simchat Torah, they're supposed to rejoice, he does that. You know, that's the enemy. It's always been that way. But it's the fingerprints are all there.
Yeah. Thank you that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world.
Total. Israel's still here.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's another mystery, John, that as the enemy is an imitator, he imitated God, you know, in an amazing way. That is that, you know, God resurrected Israel from ancient times, resurrected it. So what's the enemy going to do? He's going to have his imitation resurrection. He's going to resurrect an ancient people as well. But they're going to be an enemy of Israel. And the ancient enemy of Israel, the arch enemy, were the Philistines. And when you look back, he resurrected a people who are called the Palestinians. It's not about them. They don't realize what they're doing. The word Palestinian means the Philistines. In fact, in Arabic, the word for Philistine, the word for Palestinian is Philistini. So literally, and so just as Israel came back, he started resurrecting the ancient people. And they don't know it, but so they're going to attack Israel. They're to stop the purpose of Israel. They don't know it. And everything has been falling into place, even where they are. The Gaza Strip is ancient Philistia. Everything that happened on October 7th was a replay.
So the Philistines have returned.
They've returned. Realizing it, and they're being conformed
to the image. It makes total sense.
It makes total sense.
Oh my gosh.
Yes. Yes.
Jonathan, this is fascinating. Now, you actually believe that there's a connection between October 7th and Hitler.
Yes.
Talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, because this is an age-old war, and everybody's a pawn. When one person dies, the enemy raises up the next one, and so there's almost like a passing of the torch. The amazing thing, people don't realize this, Adolf Hitler actually had somebody working for him called the Mufti of Jerusalem. And he was actually working in Berlin and broadcasting against the Jews during World War II. He went back to the Middle East, and he's called the father of Palestinian nationalism. He worked for Adolf Hitler. He ended up discipling a teenager from Egypt whose name was Yasser Arafat. You have a link from Hitler to Yasser Arafat.
I never heard that before.
Total. And
wow.
there's so much to this we can't get into, but let me give you another one. Hitler also supported a certain organization. He funded them in the 1930s, trained them, and worked with them. They're called the Muslim Brotherhood. From the Muslim Brotherhood gave birth to Hamas. Hamas is from it. And so from this, and so when they actually did their charter, it's the voice of Adolf Hitler in their charter. It's amazing. And then when you go later on, Muslim Brotherhood was behind Osama bin Laden. So even 9/11 has a link to Hitler. The evil of one keeps going on, you know. And here's another one, you know, when, you know, the one who was in charge of the Holocaust, because remember, October 7th was the worst day since the Holocaust. It was reminiscent of it, of that same war, that same evil. And the one who was in charge was Heinrich Himmler. Okay, Heinrich Himmler was put in his position to oversee the Holocaust and oversee the people's. On October 7th, Heinrich Himmler was born on October 7th as well. Everything was October 7th. This never ends. This is an ancient war.
It's mind-blowing.
It is mind-blowing.
And we have to see that we wrestle not against flesh and blood,
yes,
but principalities and powers. It's not Hitler.
No.
It's not Himmler.
No.
It's not the Mufti. It's the spirits controlling
yes.
them.
That's right.
And they move on.
They keep
they
going.
Transfer.
They don't die. It's kind of like what we spoke about. We talk about the return of the gods, and that's on one end. They don't die. They touch the whole world. And that's the other war of the dragon and his spirits is Israel, and it never dies. And so once you see it, you can't unsee it. I mean, it's real.
Right.
It's a real battle. It's exactly what we would expect, yet it's all there.
Well, thank you, because you're helping us to see these things that we need to see. I think of the words in the Gospels, those who have eyes to see, let them see, ears to hear, let them hear. Jonathan is helping us to see and hear what we need to understand in the days we live in, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and we have power over serpents, scorpions, and over, listen to this now, all the power of the enemy. All the power of the enemy. We want you to hear about an opportunity to partner with Jewish Voice and share the gospel with Jewish communities around the world. Stay tuned, because we'll come back in a moment to pray with you and your family, as well as offer the gift of eternal life.
Like a modern-day prophet, Jonathan Cahn connects today's headlines with shocking secrets from the book of Revelation. His new release, The Dragon's Prophecy, explores the hidden victory awaiting in the end of days. See the ancient vision for yourself. For your one-time gift of $40 or more, we will send you Jonathan Cahn's new book, The Dragon's Prophecy, Israel, the Dark Resurrection, and the End Days, plus a DVD of the award-winning documentary and matching booklet, The Miracle of Israel, which reveals the four prophecies that led to Israel's rebirth. Call, write, go online, or scan the QR code. Become a new Shalom partner with a generous gift of $50 a month, and we'll send you the new book, DVD, and booklet. Plus, 8 one-hour DVDs with Jonathan Cahn, available exclusively through Jewish Voice. That's The Dragon's Prophecy Uncensored. This DVD set digs deep, graphically revealing an ancient vision that will change how you see the world. As a Shalom partner, 100% of your gift goes directly to ministry work. and you will receive those two new resources from Jonathan Kahn. Call this toll-free number, mail your gift to the address on the screen, give securely online at jewishvoice.tv, or scan the QR code. Your generosity will make a difference for eternity.
What an incredible program today with Jonathan Kahn. We just have a couple minutes left, and I want to do what I always try to do in every program, and that's to pray for you, to pray for your family, to pray for the needs, that the challenges you're facing, because we care about you. We really do. Before we pray for you, I just want to say this. The most important thing, the most important decision that you can make in this lifetime is to give your life to Yeshua, to Jesus. God so loves you that he sent his only son, Yeshua in Hebrew, Jesus, to die for you and to pay the price for your sin. We care about your eternal life, but more importantly, God cares about your eternity. And so if you haven't made that decision, Jonathan and I want to encourage you, today is the day of your salvation. All you have to do is to ask God to come into your life, ask him to forgive you of your sins, and tell him you want to live for him, and he'll do the rest. And if you make that decision, please email us, write to us, call us. We have prayer warriors here that will pray for you by name, and we want to just rejoice with you. So please don't wait another day. Jonathan, there's so many needs. We're getting so many emails. Mm-hmm. Would you sure. join us in prayer?
Sure.
Would you lead us in prayer?
Sure.
Thank you.
Lord, we ask your blessing on everyone watching, Lord, whatever is
Thank
needed
you, Lord.
In their life. Father, we ask for victory in the Lamb by
Thank
the
you,
power
yes.
of Messiah.
Yes.
Bring victory. Bring, Lord, Father, open doors,
yes,
breakthroughs,
Lord.
Healings.
Yes.
Father,
yes,
a deeper
yes,
walk
yes,
with
Lord,
you. We just
Lord,
ask for great and mighty things. You
oh,
promise
God,
victory.
Let it be
so. And we praise you in the
oh,
name
God,
of Yeshua,
touch, heal.
Messiah,
yes,
our
Lord.
Great King, Jesus.
Touch, heal,
Amen.
Deliver, and bring
yes.
eternal life into homes right now
yes.
as we pray. Amen,
amen
and amen. If you'd like more information about our ministry, you can log on to our website. It's jewishvoice.tv, jewishvoice, one word, .tv. You'll find many helpful resources, and you can send your prayer request to us right on the website. I want you to know that we care about you, and more importantly, God cares about you too. We have a team of prayer warriors committed to praying for you and your loved ones by name. As we close the program today, I want to remind you what God asks of each of us every day, Psalm 122:6. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. May they prosper who love thee. Until next time, this is Jonathan Bernis saying thank you for joining me today, along with Jonathan Kahn, saying shalom and God bless you.